8:35 this morning on the weekday wake-up, heading into this hour's guest interview segment today. And over the last couple of weeks, I've been touching base with some of our local legislators in Lincoln County and Western Wyoming. And today, touching base with Representative Andrew Byron from House District 22, covers Northern Star Valley and Southern Teton County. Representative Byron, good morning. How are you today?
Great, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Appreciate the time and the update on what's happening legislative-wise here in the interim. And Representative, let's start with the committee work that you've been part of. You chair actually two committees, so maybe we'll start with the Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources Committee and some of the topics being worked on currently over the course of the summer and fall.
Yeah, thanks, Duke. We are for Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, Cultural Resources. We've had two meetings. We have another one coming up here in early November in Casper, and we've been busy. We have a pretty new committee on the House side, so it's been a lot of educational opportunities during our committee meetings. But we've had a lot of different topics come in front of us, and we've narrowed it down. We have sponsored a couple bills related to outdoor recreation and some of the state parks related trail fee bills, and then kind of the big heavy hitter for us that narrowly passed on by one vote is the corner crossing discussion and the clarification related to corner crossing. As some know that are following that, it's gotten through the 10th Circuit Court and it's heading well. It's currently kind of in the hopper, if that is the right way to say it, ready for maybe a Supreme Court hearing, but maybe not. So we have that's going to come in front of us for the budget session if it gets out of the drawer, and some different stuff related to state museums.
Now the corner crossing has been it's been a big deal for a couple of years. So for those who are listening that aren't quite familiar with what the corner crossing issue is, give us some more background on that, what came up and what is actually being discussed in the courts right now.
Yeah, thanks, Duke. It's very complicated, yet it's pretty easy to simplify. Kind of think about it as a checkerboard or a chessboard. You know, it's being able to hop from one corner to another corner of public land for access. You know, essentially in this case, it's related to hunting in the checkerboard region in southern Wyoming. So, you know, northern Lincoln County in my area doesn't see a lot of it, but certainly as we get down towards the interstate and different parts of the southern part of the state, it does happen. So basically a few hunters corner crossed and tried to do it the best of their ability, and the landowner that was adversely affected sued them. And that's where it's at. So it got through the circuit court, and the court ruled in favor of the hunters that it is legal. And then it got to the 10th Circuit Court. And this took years to kind of get through. But summarizing it, the 10th Circuit Court upheld the lower court's decision. And now that landowner in southern Wyoming is appealing to the state Supreme Court, the Supreme Court in the United States to try to figure out, you know, if they're going to hear this. This has wide range implications for Western states. The concept being, can you step over this corner, imaginary corner, as some of us know that follow it, and not affect the private property rights on either side of you. So pretty complicated, it's been discussed for years. I went back and did some research, and there was a corner crossing bill that was filed in 2009. So it's been discussed in the body for a long time and in the hunting community, but this is the first time it's really made it as far as it is right now.
Representative Andrew Byron this morning on the weekday wake up. Representative, you also chair the Air Transportation Liaison Committee. Before you talk about work happening in that committee, just tell us what that is and what its goals and focuses are.
Yeah, it's very much a small committee. We meet once a year. Essentially, we're trying to learn more and promote and retain air service to Wyoming. Wyoming's blessed with 9 commercial airports. A lot of people don't know that. We're really lucky to have that for a rural state like we have. So, you know, Rock Springs south of us down there just got done with a $43 million terminal makeover, and they have a few flights a day. So, you know, commercial air service is vital to our economy, and it's really important to the people of Wyoming and being able to get around. So that committee basically continues to monitor how commercial air travel is being utilized in the state, and how each of the airports are, seat numbers. Are there people flying in and out of these airports? And luckily, you know, we're blessed. Gillette just came off of our program. We have a program that subsidizes air travel into a number of our airports. So Gillette's going to be able to go independent and be self-sufficient, which is great for Gillette, and certainly hoping some other airports can follow that as it relates to getting planes in and out of these rural airports.
Representative Andrew Byron, House District 22 on the weekday wake-up. Well, Representative, as you prepare for the upcoming 2026 legislative session here in just a few months, what have been some of the most common topics of discussion or concerns that your constituents within House District 22 have reached out to you about over the course of the summer and so far this fall?
Well, thanks, Duke. There have been a couple of discussions related to that TRW topic that was brought up, a Come Home to Hunt bill, which is a pretty unique program that Montana does, where if a youth leaves Wyoming and becomes a young adult, they have an opportunity for a discounted rate and within certain parameters to come home and hunt with family members. So that's a pretty interesting concept that did not get traction in the committee, but I think it's good that we had that discussion. And then there's ongoing discussion about technology related to hunting and long-range shooting and the ethics around that, and if the legislative body would like to discuss that more or bring any policies about that. It ultimately is pretty easily decided that's not something we want to talk about, but I think that'll come back up. Really what we're going into is a budget session, as many of the listeners know, and that budget session requires a two-thirds introductory vote, so a lot of bills will just simply not make that introductory vote, and we, as folks hopefully know and pay attention to, we did not pass a supplemental budget this past session. It's the first time in a long time that hasn't happened. So we're going into a pretty intense data and number-driven session that's going to be about our biannual budget. And you know, that Appropriations Committee really ratchets up their meetings. They have a couple at the end of this month, and then they have a couple week blocks down in Cheyenne. So folks are still bringing up property taxes. You know, I think it's important. I'm not sure if anyone else in your interviews has mentioned, but everyone qualified for that 25% homeowner reduction on the first $1 million valuation this year. This coming year, you have to apply for it at your local assessor's office. So really important for folks to know it came off their bill automatically this year. You know, we've done a lot. We also have that 50% reduction for those that are over 65 and have paid property tax in Wyoming for 25 years. I hope that's got a sunset. I know the committee that deals with that kind of legislation has drafted a bill to remove that sunset, a bill I will support. And that's what I'm hearing from folks still is, you know, how does this look and how does funding look as it relates to the reduction in property taxes and special districts? You know, as that discussion happens, we also have a Wyoming Department of Transportation that's looking at a significant budget shortfall. And I think we really need to start to monitor our local towns, counties, and districts and figure out special districts and figure out how the decisions we have made in Cheyenne affect our local folks and our local economies, because, you know, we have taken a lot of funding out of there, and especially as it relates to firefighter, first responders, law enforcement. You know, we need to make sure they remain whole and they remain supported.
Representative Andrew Byron this morning, House District 22 on the weekday wake-up. I appreciate the update, Representative. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
No, Duke, I appreciate it. You know, we don't go back down there till February, so I hope we get another chance to talk pre-session, and I think it's important everyone can, all listeners, welcome to reach out. All of our information's on the wildledge.gov website, and look forward to the next one. Thanks, Duke.
House District 22, Representative Andrew Byron this morning. It's the Weekday Wake-Up on SVI Radio.